And 71,000 people went to the MCG last night to watch the Stars and Renegades in the big BBL derby. One of the men who was there and who performed very well for the Renegades was Cam White. G'day, Cam.
G'day, Kevin. How are you, mate?
Good. How'd you pull up after last night?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. The game's pretty late, so no celebrating or anything like that, especially on just after New Year's. I think everyone was pretty tired.
Now, take us through the Duckworth-Lewis system, Cam, in all its infinite glory, if you could explain to us step-by-step how that works.
One of the things about Duckworth-Lewis in 2020, I think it probably needs updating, I think. Not that it had a great effect on the game last night, but I've played in some games of Duckworth-Lewis in 2020 cricket, where I don't think it sort of fits the new format. Obviously, Duckworth-Lewis was designed for 50 over cricket, so yep. Probably needs a bit of updating at some stage.
Is it? Do you guys know what it is and how it works, or do you get it explained to you as you're going along?
Oh no, you just get a sheet. I'm not sure what the formula is, but basically after a rain break, you'll get a computer printout which gives you the, you know, where you need to be or how many wickets you need to take or whatever scenario it is at a certain point in the game to make sure you're in front of the par score.
How about when you're batting first and you know that there's inclement weather on the way? Does that change the way you go about it, or is that just set in stone?
Look, it can do, but last night we're monitoring the radar a little bit and there wasn't too much on the radar, so we were just playing it as we normally would. It's pretty hard to... You know, obviously predict the weather at the best of times in Melbourne. So, generally you're spending all your energy concentrating on the ball, not really worrying about what the weather's doing too much.
The decision to change the batting lineup and open with a different pair, when was that decided, Cam?
Probably in a couple of days in the lead-up when we were doing our planning for the game. We just thought we needed to mix it up against especially Michael Beer, who's a fantastic bowler for the Stars. So we thought we needed to try something. I think a lot of credit has to go to Andrew McDonald and Aaron Finch for cooking that up, I think. So I thought it worked well. I think Narine Sunil, 21 off about 15 balls. So that's a pretty solid strike rate. Really took the pressure off Finchie at the top there and got us going into the innings. So, sometimes it's just worth trying something different. And on that occasion, I thought it worked well.
Yeah, if you'd said Narine's going to open, we would have thought maybe it was the bowling, not the batting.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know much about Sunil personally before he arrived. Obviously, I played against him quite a bit, but he's pretty impressive. He can obviously bat. We know about his bowling, and he's fielded well for us as well. So as far as packages go for international players, I reckon he's as good as I've ever played with.
Did you think 171 was enough?
I wasn't sure at the break, to be honest. I knew it wasn't a pure awesome batting wicket, which it can sort of roll up at the MCG. So I knew if we bowled well, and obviously with Hoggy and Marine through the middle overs, I thought they could make life difficult. So once we got those couple of early wickets, I knew we were right in the game, and I thought Brad Hogg bowled especially well last night through the middle overs. So, I'm glad we won. It's my first victory over the Stars when I've been on the Renegade side. So, yeah, it was a pretty sweet victory as well.
Did they really play Can We Still Be Friends when you walked out to bat?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I was... I heard a few boos, but other than that, I was just worried about where I was going to get my first run, and then a few runs after that. So, I wasn't really concentrating on what the music was saying. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what the chairman of the Melbourne Stars told us earlier in the program, that was the song that was playing as you were walking out, which they thought was hysterical.
Yeah, there you go.
Clearly, you don't share their thoughts on that one, Ken. You mentioned the two spinners and how well they bowled. I mean, they've become such an important part of the Renegades and the change in the way the Renegades are set up this year.
Yeah, exactly. I think if we had a weakness last year, we sort of struggled to take wickets, especially through the middle overs. So obviously bringing in Narine and Hogg, it's just offered us not only a chance to control the run rate, but to take wickets. So at the moment, they're doing exactly that. So hopefully we can keep batting well to give them enough runs to defend and keep putting the pressure on the opposition batsmen through the middle order. But I think any time you've got like a trick spinner that Narine is, and then obviously there's not too many left-arm Chinaman spinners going around. So it's just something different. So I think that's just the point of difference in 2020. So it's working well for us at the moment. We're coming up against some other teams that other batsmen haven't seen those two bowlers much. So I think that goes in our favour a bit as well.
How difficult were the conditions last night, Cam?
Yeah, very difficult, actually. More so, the ball was very wet, so that was obviously another reason why I thought Hogg and Noreen bowled really well. But also for the fast bowlers, so much moisture coming onto the wicket, it was quite difficult for them to stand up. So if you can imagine running in and then slipping with your front foot and then trying to bowl a Yorker without getting hit for six, I thought our bowlers, you know, did a pretty good job, or very good job in the conditions.
I was watching it at home on the telly, and at one stage you slid across the ground and a sort of a wave of water went up, and you got up and you grinned, and I thought, you must feel like you're playing in a footy match in about the mid-1970s.
Yeah, it was some pretty, probably rain. It was a bit more than a shower there at one stage, and as it is these days, we seem to stay out and play for as long as we can. So, yeah, there was a lot of the MCG surface quite firm, so all the water just sits on top of the grass. So, yeah, it did feel quite damp there for a little while. So, as I said, that's probably just why it was a really good effort, I thought, especially from Hoggy being a wrist spinner to bowl well and the quicks to sort of get the job done. So, probably we had the worst of the conditions, so thought we did well to win.
And at one stage there, I was looking at Dave Hussey, and it looked like he couldn't see because of the rain when he was trying to sort of focus and get in his stance. It looked like he was sort of trying to almost needed windscreen wipers to be able to bat.
Yeah, I think I was probably just at the stage where we come off for those and lost a couple of overs, at the start of there, about the six over mark of their batting inning. So, yeah, I think that was probably when it started raining its hardest. Thankfully, the umpires pulled us off the ground for a couple of overs there. And we got back out and we were able to complete a game for the 70,000 or 71,000 people that came along.
Yeah, that would have been a great shame if you'd lost any more than just those couple of overs. Fortunately, it was only a couple of overs. In terms of the importance of the win and the rivalry between the two groups, is that still nice and healthy?
Yeah, it will be. It probably sets it up well for the next game in a week's time.
Yep.
When we go back over to EDH Stadium. So. Yeah, I'm just glad we've got the win. We now set us up well to hopefully, we're 2-1 now. Win another, the big game against next week. It gets us pretty close to hopefully, one of the final four spots. So, yeah, it'll be a big game for both teams. I think the Stars have either one or two games in between our next game. So, they'll sort of be in a position where they'll need to either consolidate or they'll be desperate for wins. So. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, apart from the Thunder, who haven't won a game, it's hard to work out who's going to finish in that top four.
It is. It seems as you said, apart from the Thunder, everyone seems to be. No one else is really dashing away at the top of the table. So, although the Scorchers, to me, look and playing against them the other night, they feel like a pretty solid team. So, I think they'll be definitely one of the top four, and probably up to the rest of us to scramble away and get in there. So obviously the Heat are playing well at the moment. We're still to play them. So I guess the other part of the equation is the Australian ODI squad will be picked soon, and some of the teams will lose some really important players. So it'll test the depth of the squads, and that sort of changes the look of the teams going into the final series.
Can't wait to see you blokes play the Heat and see the two spinners up against McCullum and Lynn. That will be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, I haven't had a close look at the draw. I obviously know that we play the Stars next, but I'm hoping Linny might be in the Aussie One Day setup by the time we get to him. So that would put a bit of a hole in the Heat's lineup. So, but yeah, it would be a good contest. See how we go there. So that's the great advantage of having those two spinners. They're obviously McCullum and Linny are obviously flogging the quick bowls all around there up at the Gabba. So we would sort of obviously take a bit of a different approach into it again. So. Have to no doubt Andrew McDonald and Finchie will cook up some sort of tactics to see if we can get an edge over those guys.
Speaking of cooking up tactics, how close are you and Finchie on the ground there? Just watching you two last night and watching you through the series so far. Obviously, you and Aaron talk a lot during your fielding in particular.
Yeah, we do. I probably feed him too much information sometimes. You got to be there with me there at one stage last night, but we're just cross referencing. Ideas and bowling changes and just talking about the plans that we've spoken about with the coach Andrew McDonald in the lead up to make sure we're doing things right. And sometimes he'll just check in with me and say, I'm thinking this, what do you reckon? And I'll go, yep, that's good, go with it sort of thing. So, yeah, I think the 2020 is a really important game when it comes to tactics, matchups and things like that. So, yeah, it's important you get them right. It can be the difference between winning or losing.
And the other thing too, with it, with the pace of the game, you've only got that split second to make your mind up to bring this bloke on at this end or do this from this end. To be able to have an instant sounding board, I imagine, would be a real help for him.
Yeah, that's right. And also, while he's moving or talking to the bowlers or moving the fielders, I can be just making sure that if you know, for instance, if Hoggy's not watching, which is pretty much all the time, just make sure he's fielding in the right position, or just make sure things run smoothly while Finchie's off doing other things. So I think that can also help. The fielders can also check in with me as well to make sure they're in the right position. Because as you just mentioned, time is pretty important in the shortest format. So just got to just help out where I can.
Hey, Trent Lawford, tell us a little about him.
Oh, he's a big man. I'm sure you saw that last night.
Yep, we did.
But he's for someone sort of coming in playing their first game this season, he's not a sort of, the occasion didn't get to him, I didn't think. He's sort of a confident sort of bloke and pretty assured of his skills. So I was really impressed with the way he sort of handled the situation. He's obviously a local Melbourne boy, plays cricket at Fitzroy Doncaster in the Premier competition. He only got to face a few balls last night, but if you pitch it up to him, you can whack it as well. So, you know, I think he can play a role for us.
Yeah, it strikes me he looked fairly cool with the ball in his hand. We didn't, as you say, we didn't get to see much of him with the bat, but he did look pretty cool in terms of he wasn't flustered at all by the occasion. It was good.
Yeah, I thought so, and I think you could see that by the way he executed his skills. So I think that's always a pretty good indication of how you're feeling how you're handling the occasion. So. Yeah, I thought he did well, and no doubt he'll give himself every opportunity to play a few more games for us this season.
You're looking forward to the Etihad Stadium game with the big Jumbotron screens there and all that. It'll be like you're in the middle. I don't know what it'll be like you're in the middle of, but it'll be different.
Yeah, it'll be great, I think. I personally haven't been to an NBA game, but I kind of get the feeling that's what it'll sort of, when I've seen that on TV with the big screens up in the roof of those sort of stadiums, I think it'll be great for the fans. They're massive. I think they're 90 square metre screens or 90 by 90 or something like that. Stu Coventry, our boss, was telling me the other day. So, they'll be pretty impressive set up. I think an opportunity to get a couple more sixes if you can hit it straight up the chimney as well. Touch the screen, you get six, I think. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so I think that's part of it. It's been written into the rules committee for the rules for that game and for those screens. So, yeah, there you go.
Can you just imagine how big Brad Hogg's tongue's going to look on one of those screens as he comes into bowl?
Yeah, no doubt Hoggy will enjoy watching himself on those screens as well.
Absolutely. Hey, Cam, good to catch up. Well done on the win last night. Your own form terrific at the moment, and good luck for the rest of the BBL year with the Renegades.
Cheers, no worries. Thanks very much.
Cam White joining us there on 11:16 SEN on Summer Sports Central.